Coasted and Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The three nurses based central KZN are being investigated for alleged fraud. The trio from Appelsbosch Hospital near Harburg is believed to have taken out insurance policies on a patient that died. Mbatha's family says the action was done with their consent. They've opened a criminal case against the health workers. KZN health spokesperson Nati Olifant says the nurses made the allegations.
They were then instructed to submit written statements but refused to do so. The nurses subsequently admitted a 24-hour resignation. Due to the seriousness of the matter, the department has referred the matter to the Special Investigating Unit for a full investigation while the SAPS conducts the criminal probe. The department is cooperating with authorities and will not comment further.
KZN education officials say the matric exams have been going relatively smoothly. More than 920,000 learners are writing the NSC papers at more than 6,000 exam centres across the country. The basic department says isolated incidents of community protests and minor administrative challenges have been managed swiftly. In KZN, sections of Mpolweni Secondary School in Umgungundlovu were vandalized and torched this week. MEC said exams have not been disrupted at the school hall, as the school hall is unaffected. Four teenagers to the incident have been arrested. KZN Education's Muzi Mahlambi has given an update on how things are going in the province.
We have not had any issue to write home about regarding irregularities, stuff like that. We attribute that to the dedication and the hard work of our educators.
In international news, the Dutch Electoral Council has officially declared Rob Jetten the winner of last week's election. The 38-year-old centrist is on course to become the country's youngest ever prime minister. He secured a narrow victory over right-wing firebrand Geert Wilders. Jetten says they've shown the rest of Europe and the world that it's possible to be populist movements if you campaign with a positive message for your country. But he must, before being at the helm of the European Union's fifth largest economy, Jetten must first form a coalition, a process that could take months. Under the Dutch political system, no single party receives enough seats in the 150-member parliament to govern alone. And KZN is pitching in to help feed families over the festive season. The East Coast Radio Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon is more than halfway, and so far individuals, businesses and other groups have given over 929,000 rand. Telephonic pleasures and walk-in donations can be made at the Durban North Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea. The funds raised will go towards food at 2,600 rand each, and about families of 4 to 6 with enough food for up to 6 weeks. The top story this hour, three nurses based in central KZN are being investigated for alleged fraud. The trio from Appelsbosch Hospital near Harburg have taken out insurance policies on a patient that died. You can find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.